All right, welcome to the Scarlet Blue and You podcast. I'm Lauren Yaus, your host and the HLGU Alumni Director. This is a weekly podcast featuring HLGU alumni, events, campus news, and more. I'm coming to you from the beautiful Burt Studio on our beautiful HLGU campus, and I have a very special guest today, alum Kayla Meyer. Welcome, Kayla.
Thanks, Lauren.
So glad you joined us today. You are our first alum on the podcast because this is only podcast number two.
That's so, a little bit of pressure, but...
You got this. She graduated in 2015. She's a great alum. I want to hear your story because you came to Hannibal LaGrange to play ball and to become a teacher and then to teach. And God took that plan and said, I have better. So
yes.
Tell me all about
it. Yes, he did. So I came to Hannibal LaGrange to finish my education degree. I transferred here my junior year after 2 years at a community college. I was going to get my teaching certificate and play softball on scholarship, and I had no idea what coming to a Baptist university meant, what it meant to go to chapel, and I'm pretty sure I didn't even own a Bible, so it was totally different for me. Different good.
Okay.
Yeah. I got on campus, and I just noticed that there was something really different about a lot of people here. They had this joy that I had no idea where it came from, and they really cared about me more than how I performed in last night's game or how I was doing in the classroom. And they started asking questions like, where would I spend eternity? And I had no idea what that meant.
You hadn't gotten that question at your school?
No, not at all. So it was just so new and so different, but at the same time, I knew it was what I was supposed to be doing and where I was supposed to be. And so I just had people start building relationships with me, pouring into my life, sharing the gospel. And I grew up going to a Catholic school, and so I was familiar with a Catholic church service, but it was just because of the environment that we were in, not because we practiced religion or even knew what it meant to have a relationship with Christ. And that was the difference for me. That was the piece that I was missing.
That's good. So was it mainly like your fellow softball players or faculty? How did you really just decide to give your life over to Christ?
It was honestly a little bit of everyone. I just felt so much community on campus, faculty, staff, teammates, coaches, just getting to know people in and out of the classroom, girls in the dorm. And specifically, I remember going to a church service one night with some friends. And I remember that the pastor shared, no matter how far you walk away from God, all you have to do is turn around and he'll be waiting for you. Mm. And that was just the moment that I knew that was the difference, that I could have a relationship with the Lord, that I saw my sin and my need for a savior, and I gave my life to Christ.
Ah, so is that your junior year?
Yeah, it was. It was only a couple of months after I started at HLG.
Oh, so it happened pretty quick. Mm-hmm. That's great. So you became a Christian.
I did.
And then now you're teaching somewhere, right?
No. That worked out way differently than I expected. So I will admit that even when I was getting my education degree, I never really thought I was going to retire, 30 years as a classroom teacher. But I also had no idea what that was going to look like. So when I graduated, I accepted a job at Mexico High School. About an hour in some direction from Hannibal. And I taught 9th and 10th grade English and coached softball there for 3 years.
Kind of liked it.
Yeah, I did. It was really good. I built community around me and I got plugged into a church. And then I felt like the Lord was doing something else.
Tell me about it.
So the summer after I graduated from here, I had the opportunity to go to Romania on a mission trip. We have some alum from HLG, Christy and Michelle Hudleya, who go to Calvary Baptist Church and would spend their summers taking students on mission trips from HLG over to Romania. I heard about what they were doing, and I went with them the first time the summer after I graduated. Then I taught a year at Mexico High School. I went back to Romania again, taught another year, went back to Romania
You're
again.
Seeing a pattern
yeah,
here.
Me too. That's what I thought as well.
So, I mean, you're an HLG alum, so of course you're smart with geography. So you knew where Romania was, but did you know anything about it?
I knew nothing about anything.
So it's not like you were passionate, like had a reason to love Romania.
Nope, not at all. I didn't know where Romania was on a map until I looked it up after I'd already been there. It looks like a fish, if you don't know.
I didn't know the fish thing.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so you've gone on several mission trips.
Mm-hmm.
And God's doing something.
He is. So the third time I went to Romania, Christy and Michelle were with a mission agency called ABWE. It stands for the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism. And the Lord really just used that trip to show me what missions really is. We didn't go to do a project or host an event. We went just with the intention to serve in whatever capacity that looked like, and really got to see real life on the mission field. And that just made all the difference for me. I remember at the end of that trip, I was sitting in Michelle's kitchen, and she asked if I would pray about coming back to Romania and serving with their team to teach.
I'm getting goosebumps. So God had been working on her, too.
He had. I said, no, that's never going to happen.
Never say never.
Came back to the States and filled out an application with our mission board.
Okay, and then the rest is history.
Yeah, so I finished my third year of teaching, and I moved overseas to Bucharest, Romania. I was there for all of 15 days with a one-year contract before I decided I needed to stay for 2 years instead of one. And I focused on teaching English. So I taught missionary kids on our team. We have quite a few, totally different age ranges. And I also taught English to some nationals. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so fast forward a few years, COVID hits.
Yes.
And God, again, does something pretty cool.
He does. So COVID hit in March of 2020. It really amped up in Europe, and I was supposed to be coming back to the States that summer to transition to full-time mission work with our organization. So because of the pandemic, I came back a little earlier than planned, and it was in the midst of a lot of hard things that our team had experienced. I left Romania with 36 hours to pack up all my stuff and move back to the States and live with my parents as a 26-year-old. And I didn't exactly know.
Always the ideal situation.
Yeah. I didn't really know what that was going to look like. But the Lord, as usual, still had a plan. And that was something I really just tried to trust in, even when I had no idea. So I helped a friend who I had met in Romania. Was a current student here at HLG, move into campus on move-in day. And I was walking around visiting with people and found my way into Dr. Laranie Dennis's office, where she told me I needed to apply for a job.
That's right.
And there's this other pattern, I think, where people have an idea maybe of what I'm supposed to do and I disagree and then it happens. So I politely said no, just like I did about moving to Romania. And then I filled out an application to work at HLG.
And
here we are. So now I am in my second school year on campus as the women's resident hall manager. So I'm in charge of all the girls that live here. I'm getting a master's in Christian leadership so that I can really just get some hands-on experience, higher education to go back to Romania, Lord willing, next year and focus on serving there through college ministry.
That's so cool. So you graduated in 2015,
mm-hmm.
So 6 years or so,
mm-hmm.
And if you would have asked 2015 Kayla, what will you be doing in 6 years, would it be anything like what you're actually doing?
Absolutely not.
You've done so much.
Yeah.
You've taught, you've been in missions, you've been a graduate assistant at Hannibal LaGrange. Like, God has just blown up your plans.
More than once.
And you seem to be pretty okay with it.
I think one of the biggest things I've learned is, you know, like, we can make plans, but ultimately the plan is for me to be obedient, and I just want to be faithful in wherever the Lord has me. And I think this campus is a huge mission field also, and I get the opportunity to, you know, see my testimony come full circle at the college where I found salvation and pour into college students who are just like me.
That's amazing. Well, you're a great alum. Thank you for being my first alum on
Thanks,
my podcast.
Lauren.
I appreciate it. And we're so proud of you. We'll be praying for you
Thank
through
you.
These exciting things happening. But it sounds like it's in God's will, so it will be successful.
Thanks.
All right. Well, this is Lauren Yauss This is our second podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Kayla, for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You guys have a great day.